coming up in the Authorpreneur podcast. As I stalk the pages of Reddit within the writing and self-publishing subreddits and in other online forums, I notice a trend among first-time writers and authors. There's often a fixation surrounding chapters and finding the perfect length. But what they don't know and perhaps learn through time and experience is that stories are written one scene at a time. Welcome to the Authorpreneur podcast. I'm your host, mystery author Amelia D. Hay. On this podcast, I will bring you writing, book marketing, and self-publishing advice so that you can create your dream author business, build your author platform, and be creatively independent. You can find the episode show notes and lots more information on the podcast page at authorpreneurpodcast.com/podcast. Hello, writers. Are you confused about scenes and chapters? Do you write scenes that aren't working and wonder why? In this first installment of this mini-series, I will discuss the difference between scenes and chapters, define what a scene is in the context of novel writing, I will answer the age-old question, what is the perfect length of a scene, and I will share how to end and know when a scene has reached its natural end. You'll probably notice that I've mentioned that this is a part of a mini-series, but haven't actually said how long the series will last. That's because I honestly don't know. I want to leave it a little open-ended so I can give the series as many episodes as it needs. Why? Because I want the episodes to help you write better scenes. And in the spirit of helpfulness, I've also included another writing exercise in this show as well. One of the reasons why I want to leave it open-ended, or I guess another reason why I want to leave this open-ended, is because I'm not particularly good at remembering what it's like for a first-time writer, because I've got four stories out of varying lengths, and I've got one full-length novel that's yet to be published because it's book four, and I'm writing another two novellas. So that's six and seven things. And I'm just concerned that there's something that I've taken for granted that a first time writer might not know about writing scenes. And I want to leave room just in case I discover something like that. But once I figure out what the last episode in the mini series will be, I will obviously let you know. Before we get into the content, if you're interested in reading the transcript or would like links to anything that I've mentioned in the show, then check out the long blog post or edited transcript at authorpreneurpodcast.com/TAP041. For those of you who are new to this podcast, I want to say a huge thank you for stopping by and trying out my show. To those of you who've been faithfully listening, thank you for regularly listening in and supporting me. Your support means more to me than you know. Without further ado, let's get on with the episode. As I stalk the pages of Reddit within the writing and self-publishing subreddits and in other online forums, I notice a trend among first-time writers and authors. There's often a fixation surrounding chapters and finding the perfect length. But what they don't know and perhaps learn through time and experience is that stories are written one scene at a time. So what's the difference between scenes and chapters? A chapter is a tool to help you control the pacing of a story. So how does a chapter achieve this? By grouping one or more scenes together and sometimes cutting a scene in half. Because a chapter is a tool that controls pacing, there is no perfect length. Chapters can be as long or short as they need to be, provided that a chapter has a page-turning effect on the reader. That's what matters most, the reader experience. So technically, it's okay to have a chapter that is 300 words or less, but it needs to serve a purpose and move the story forward. This leads me to point out the obvious. If a chapter is a tool, then what is a scene? Way back in 2014, when I started writing my first novel, I crafted a definition for myself because I was so confused. For the life of me, I couldn't wrap my mind around the concept of a chapter, even though I was a reader before I was a writer. You get it, I'm a classic overthinker. So I gave up and wrote what I knew. Because I started out writing screenplays, I understood scenes. And that's what I wrote, scenes. However, I overthought the concept of a scene and started to question whether the concept of a scene was different for a novel than it was for a screenplay. In light of this, I turned to Google. Eventually, I gave up and came up with my own definition that's been pinned to my notice board ever since. A scene is a unit of story that takes place in a specific location and time. If one of those things changes, then you have a new scene. Scenes stand on their own, but also link to the pages before and after. So how long should a scene be? There's no hard and fast rules, but the story must come first. But there are a few elements you need to consider when discussing length. The scene must serve a purpose and should have a beginning, middle, and an end. The purpose doesn't necessarily move the story forward in terms of plot or action within a story. It can contain an important character moment, and those moments are just important to a story than the actual plot that takes place. You get it. The scene needs to earn its place in a novel beyond a piece of writing that you're proud of. However, when considering the perfect word count for a scene, the focus must be on the scene having a beginning, middle, and an end before you start cutting words because you fear it's too long. So what do you do when you have a super long scene with a considerable word count? Break the scene in two at the most logical place. Divide it between two chapters and choose a moment in the scene where you have raised a question in the reader's mind. Perhaps in your super long scene, your point of view character witnesses another character receiving a threatening text. Cut the scene at this place. Choose a moment that's full of intrigue or at least leaves the reader wanting to know more. You need to give the reader a reason to turn that page. So when you break up a scene, that's really the most important thing you need to consider. But let's circle back to the beginning, middle, and end of a scene and focus on the beginning and end. These are natural breaks in a story where your reader can put your book down, and that's what you don't want for the reader to choose to close the book. If you've heard something useful in this episode that was helpful to you and you'd like to support the show, then buy me a coffee for as little as $2 at buymeacoffee.com/author-ADHay. So how do you start a scene? Here is the mini checklist I wish I had when writing my first novel. Ground the reader in the scene. And in doing that, immerse the reader in the five senses. Don't just focus on setting description. And you must do this through the eyes of the point of view character. Answer the who, what, where, when, and why questions as they are appropriate to your story. Who is the point of view character? What are they doing? Where are they? How much time has lapsed since the last scene? And that's the when question. I just couldn't word it so it fitted with the pattern. Why are they in this place? But most importantly, especially if the scene is not the opening scene, how did the characters get to where they are now? You need to make every effort to link the previous and subsequent scenes together. To make it a little easier for you, I've created an infographic for those of you who are that way inclined. You don't necessarily need a lot of words to do this. Sometimes you can create a really great long sentence that does this very eloquently. Sometimes Dean Koontz does this and he's quite good at it actually. How do you know when a scene ends? Now that I've discussed how to start a scene, let's focus on how to know when a scene has reached its end. A scene ends when one of the following changes. The point of view character, there's a different point of view character, another character enters the scene and contributes to the scene. I think that's important. Jumps in time, or you've achieved everything that you've set out. So here's a few tips on how to end a scene. Let's address the elephant in the room. This is where I've made the most mistakes. Actually, that's not true. I've made mistakes at the beginning, but not as frequently as in the end of the scene. I tend to take the get out early advice too seriously, to the point where the ends of my scenes are quite abrupt. So what do I do wrong? I leave my scenes too early. The second a character leaves or the scene goal is achieved, I end I end it instead of wrapping up the scene and leaving a hook to encourage the reader to move on to the next one. This is something I discovered through my line editor and by using beta readers. So how do you avoid an abrupt ending? By wrapping up the scene, explain what the character does after they either fail or achieve the goal within the scene. What does the character do next? What are their thoughts about what they've just learned? Consider how they move from one scene to another. You don't have to drag it out. All you need is a few sentences to wrap up the scene so you can move on to the next. Here's an example from Kiss the Girls by James Patterson. I thanked Dean Lowell and left his office feeling touched by the man and somehow better. I went off to the student dorms. Guess who's coming for high tea? It perfectly sums up the scene and you get a sense of what Alex Cross will do next and his thoughts about what transpired in less than 30 words. That's all you need. And it doesn't give away any spoilers, so you can do this quite easily without spoiling the story, especially if you're writing a mystery, whereas if you're writing romance, you know what's going to happen eventually. But this is especially tricky if you're writing like suspense and mystery. Now it's time for the writing exercise. Write the next scene in your current work in progress. As you write the next scene, ensure that you gave the scene a beginning, middle, and an end. And you don't necessarily have to structure in a way that's quite rigid, just that it starts somewhere and that it ends somewhere. And I guess there's a midpoint, like it builds somewhere and it builds up to a point and then it fades away. It's like you're fading. It's like you're fading in music and then fading it out. So if you think of a scene in that respect, make sure you ground the reader in the scene using my mini checklist and wrap up the scene at the end to avoid giving an abrupt ending. I hope this episode gives you a basic understanding of scenes and how to write them. As always, I have an important question to ask you. Did you do the writing exercise? Would you like me to continue setting writing exercises like this? Share your thoughts in the comments section under the blog post, under the video, or over in the Am Writing Facebook group. There's a link to the Facebook group in the show notes over on the blog post. If you are that way inclined, let me know if you would prefer a Discord group over a Facebook group. In the next episode of the podcast, I will delve deeper into the anatomy of a scene. So thank you for watching and happy reading and writing, everybody. Thank you for listening and happy reading and writing, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Authorpreneur Podcast. If you love this episode, then hit the subscribe button and leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. I'm your host, Amelia D. Hay, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.